From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's prime minister is blaming the Islamic State group for Tuesday's suicide bombings in the Istanbul airport that killed 42 and wounded more than 200 others. In wake of the attack, security has tightened at airports around the world, including the U.S., where lawmakers were given a classified briefing on ISIS on Wednesday. Senator Marco Rubio.
Obviously, we're all deeply concerned about what we saw yesterday or last night in Turkey. Not all surprising. We know ISIS has specifically targeted Turkey, and in particular its tourist sector, as part of its desire to ultimately include Turkey as part of their fraudulent caliphate. But in the short term, in the hopes of getting Turkey to back off its cooperation in the war against ISIS.
The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, Chief John Brennan, says the triple suicide bombing at the airport in Istanbul has the hallmarks of the Islamic State, and he warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to reject trade protectionism. The leaders met at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa on Wednesday. President Obama.
The politics of trade are always difficult in every country. I don't know any country where there aren't going to be some folks who argue against trade. But we all believe that in a integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
The United States, Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. This is VOA News. Rodrigo Duterte was officially sworn in as the 16th president of the Philippines on Thursday, repeating his pledge to crack down on crooks in and out of government. And members of the left-wing New Patriot Alliance held a rally in Manila to send Duterte a message on his inauguration day.
We want him to know the kind of change that we would want, and we want him to fulfill his promise.
Duterte, a 71-year-old former prosecutor, was elected in May to serve a six-year term in his first role, in national politics. Somali officials say at least 20 people have been killed in a massive roadside explosion Thursday outside the capital of Mogadishu. Officials say the blast hit a bus, which became engulfed in flames. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack so far, but Al-Shabaab often carries out deadly attacks on the Somali government and African Union peacekeepers. The group is also known for targeting civilians and hotels. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, is calling on the international community to take greater action in tackling the refugee crisis. Power spoke Wednesday at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington.
We're asking governments to make a deeper commitment to funding UN and humanitarian organizations and appeals, increasing overall contributions by at least 30%.
Power announced U.S. plans to intensify resettlement efforts to admit some 30,000 more refugees in 2016 and 2017. Fire erupted in a ground floor pharmacy in Mumbai, India on Thursday, killing at least 8 people and seriously injuring one other person. The victims were sleeping in the upper floors of the building. Authorities have not given a cause for the fire, though multiple reports cite suspicions that a cooking gas cylinder in the store may have exploded. Recapping our top stories at this hour, Turkey's prime minister blaming the Islamic State group for Tuesday's suicide bombing attack at the Istanbul airport that killed 42 people and injured dozens more. In wake of that, security has been tightened at airports around the country and across the world. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, saying the triple suicide bombing at the airport has the hallmarks of the Islamic State, and he warns the same thing. They may rather try the same thing in the U.S. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.